Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keith. We do it every Friday at 10:45. We'll give you our top 5 first base options for the Boston Red Sox momentarily. You can jump in line, 617-779-7937. A lot of you fired up about Rafael Devers and his refusal to play first base. Cora and Breslow, seems like there's something there. Good text here, 617-779-7937. I mostly agree with you guys, but
nice.
It's not Breslow's job to talk to Devers. He just did it on his own. Can't blame Cora for that.
Yeah, he went rogue. Yeah, Breslow had no communication with Cora at all and just went down there and did it on his own. No, I think they probably talked about it. Cora was like, I'm not doing it.
It's possible that played out that way. My read on it, and who knows, my read is, when Cora came out and was like, yeah, no, I haven't talked to him. I don't plan on talking to him. Breslow's like, well, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
If that guy's not going to do it, what do we pay you for, by the way? But if that guy's not going to do it, I'll go do it. I actually have some respect for Breslow for doing that.
Yeah, the quote-unquote player's manager needs the chief baseball officer to go down there and talk about changing positions.
Worm move.
I don't like it.
Weasel move is what that is. We have the Friday four-pack coming your way. At 11:30, a four-pack of questions every Friday on Jones and Keefe. We got to get to Belichick and Jordan.
Yeah, another update there.
She's banned from UNC.
Banned.
The family is concerned. And she also is trying to, speaking of worming her way into something,
yeah,
worm her way into another Belichick commercial.
Wow. She's trying to beef up the IMDb.
We'll get to that. We have Tim Welsh, former Providence head coach, joining us at high noon to talk Celtics and Knicks Game 3 tomorrow at the Garden. Week in Review 12:45. And Mike Vrabel speaks today at 1:30. You'll hear it here live on WEEI when he hits the podium. All right, you want to go first?
Sure.
On your top 5 options for the Boston Red Sox. If you're watching twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you can see our list there as well.
All right, top 5 options to play first base for the Boston Red Sox. Number 5, Vaughn Grissom. He is the current first baseman for the Woo Sox. Has 3 ding-dongs so far this year. Fresh blood. He's been playing the position at least. I'll be honest, not a great option, but that's why there's 5 of them.
It's not my favorite.
No. Okay. Number 4, Roman Anthony, the top prospect in all of baseball. You can't possibly move him, can you? Well, if you want him in the lineup and you want him to play right away, here's an opening, here's a spot. He can learn to do it. A lot of these guys that might be playing first base haven't been playing first base, so put Roman Anthony number 4. Number 3, whoever you trade Devers for. That's right. Whether it's Pete Alonso, which unlikely the Mets would deal him, or Rhys Hoskins, the name we brought up the other day, whoever it might be, trade Devers. Get rid of Devers. Bring back a first baseman. Probably won't be a one-for-one trade. Might be, you know, a first baseman with an arm and a prospect or whatever.
Yeah, we were kind of surmising that in the break. Maybe you get Hoskins in a bullpen arm or another first baseman like that in a bullpen. Maybe there's a way to help the team while sacrificing the bat at first base / DH.
But if you get him out of here because you don't like his attitude,
and which we don't.
You say, how many more years of this? We're going to put up with this guy? So you get a first baseman. All right, number 2 on my list, Marcelo Meyer. Friend of the show, Marcelo Meyer. He's already playing short, third, and second. Why not try first base? He already told us he would play anywhere just to be in the majors. Feels like he should be on the major league club. So I will take Marcelo Meyer. And then number 1, the guy I've been saying all along, Christian Campbell. He might be your future second baseman, but they're already moving him to the outfield like once a week. So if you're willing to move positions right now, you're obviously not dead set on him just learning and sticking with second base. He's 6'3". I know he's thin. He's wiry, but he's 6'3", decent enough target. Slide him over to first. It allows you to have either Meyer or Story play second, Meyer or Story play short, and kind of go from there, strengthen your lineup. So Christian Campbell's been the guy I've wanted all along.
So
one.
Devers is nowhere on your list because
I think
you're
he's
trading?
Suck at it.
Okay, but
or I would trade him, yeah.
Okay, but he's nowhere on your list.
No.
Okay, interesting.
So I think he, if the team wants him to play there, I think he should. But I think he'll be a butcher at it. He's the worst third baseman in baseball. He might have a... Might be the worst first baseman
right.
in baseball.
You think he should be a good teammate, suck it up,
yes,
and do it?
I think
it.
He should do it if they're
you
asking
just,
him to.
You just think it wouldn't help the team?
Nope. I okay. think he would stink at it, and I'm also very open to trading him.
Okay. Those are Rich Keefe's top five.
Yep,
we'll get those up at Jones and Keefe shortly. Let me go 5-1
okay.
on my list here, Keefe. You want a good frame over at first base?
Yeah, I do.
My number five option is Hogdale. I think Hogdale is a
Hogdale?
Good, I think he's a good target over
you want
at
Hogdale?
First base. I think he would be not a bad option. Because I don't like any of the I don't like.
Do you know how tall Hogdale is?
I don't like. Well, no.
No.
I don't like Vaughn Grissom as an option. I don't like moving Roman Anthony. Basically, I ran out after my first four. So give
first
Hogdale
please.
A go.
The pitch. Swung on, lifted, center field. High and deep. This will get out. Tristan! Let's go! My voice cracks every
Look.
Time I call a Tristan home run.
Look, Keith.
Yeah, okay.
Team,
Hogdale at first.
Team needs a vibes guy.
He is vibes guy.
Devers is not a vibes guy.
I'll give you that.
Good frame over at first. Yeah. Hogdale is on my list.
I don't give a f***. His second of the season.
Number four, hit the market. Go find yourself.
Oh, but Devers told you
to.
Devers' advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Number four,
right.
hit the market. Go find somebody
in
Rafael Devers' parlance. I don't know if that's Anthony Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's Bobby Dalbec. I don't know if you're aiming higher, but go ahead and hit the market. Take Devers' advice. Number three, Marcelo Meyer. I am slowly warming up to that. I don't like the idea of taking him out of the middle of the infield, but to get him up to the big leagues, and if Devers won't do it, at some point, you got to move him over there. I would not do it with Anthony. I think that's pointless. Meyer, I'm starting to warm to that. Initially, I was very resistant to do that. That's friend of the show, Marcelo Meyer. Get him up to the big leagues. Have him rake. He can always move back to wherever you need him. Short, second, third. It's a novel idea that guys can move around,
yeah.
by the way.
We've seen it.
Number two, Christian Campbell, another guy moving around, as you said. I'd have him second on the list. But the number one option to me is Rafael Devers. He should do it.
Ralphie.
There's a reason that people are upset about this. There's a reason that Craig Breslow went to him and asked him about it. And I blame Devers for not doing it. So I think he is the clear, obvious, logical move. I'm surprised he's nowhere on your list.
No, I don't even want him.
He's number one on my list.
I think he'd be a butcher there, too.
Now, look, Hogdale's also on my list.
Yeah,
I'm not calling it a perfect list.
Yeah.
But Devers number one for me, followed by Campbell, Meyer, outside options, a.k.a. hit the market, and Hogdale. See what
text line says, doubt they would do it, but Devers to Oakland for Soderstrom and Mason Miller. Now, that would be unbelievable. The
Woo!
Problem is, if Oakland / Sacramento was a real team, maybe they would take on Devers in his contract, but I just don't think they had any interest in Devers.
Right. So I brought up Soderstrom in the break. I didn't even think about Miller.
You'd need like a three-team deal to get that done.
But, why would Oakland take on that money? That's the problem with Devers. If you are going to trade him, a team like the Mets makes sense.
Like
but
a good team would say, hey, we have him for the long haul, but for a bad team, they're like, what are we doing with this
guy? But do they think they could market him when they get to Vegas?
Well, maybe. I don't
know.
Are they not for that kind of money?
You can't market him here, but do they think?
No. It's a good question.
When they get to Vegas,
it's a good question.
Could be the face.
No.
So, but
no,
like,
I don't
so
he can't be the face of anything.
They just called up a big ticket prospect.
Except for being a bad teammate.
They just called up a big ticket first baseman prospect. Kurz, is that his name?
Kurz, yeah.
Kurz, thank you. So they called him up at first base.
Kurz?
So Soderstrom to me makes sense. But again, the A's aren't going to take that on. But that kind of deal, first baseman and bullpen help because you need it. Would that be better for the team? You can jump in on it. 617-779-7937.
Colonel Kurz from Apocalypse Now.
You can seek
Director's
out
cut.
Our top five Friday lists at Jones and Keefe on social media, Twitter and Instagram. You'll see them there. We'll start to mix in some Celtics thoughts along with all your Devers phone calls. We'll do that next.